Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and we're joined by Rick Lubbers of the Duluth News Tribune. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Robin.
So the deer season starts in Wisconsin tomorrow, but Minnesota always gets the first shot at it, you could say. How did it go on that side of the St. Croix?
Well, it's been a little rough so far. Deer hunters across much of Minnesota have had a tough firearm season, with registrations down 11% statewide from a year ago and 17% below the five-year average. Minnesota DNR officials say that the roughly 110,000 deer registered through Tuesday is the lowest at this point of the season since 2014. In northeastern Minnesota, the harvest so far of about 25,000 deer is down 16% from 2021 and 35% below the five-year average. Lower deer numbers in the far north, coupled with unusual weather during the season across parts of the state, heavy rain, strong winds, snow and ice storms, apparently combined to reduce the amount of time hunters were in the woods and the number of deer they saw and shot. There has been a string of deep snow winters in northeastern Minnesota, including 8 of the past 10 that have continued to hold deer numbers down. Not only do deer die during the deep snow winters, but the does that survive have fewer fawns, and deer are more susceptible to predators like wolves. While deer in agriculture areas get more nutrition to survive winter, deer in heavily forested areas often lack quality food. The DNR has a rough goal for hunters to shoot about 200,000 deer annually, but hasn't hit that goal for more than a decade. Hunters came close in 2020 when they shot 197,000 deer, but haven't topped 200,000 since 2010.
You mentioned wolves in your report. Back to hunting on the Wisconsin side, there was a new development in the state's controversial wolf hunt last week when DNR officials suggested doing away with the statewide population goal for the animals in favor of managing the canines locally. WPR's Daniel Kading has this report.
The plan released by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources shifts from a population goal to local management of wolves in the state's 6 wolf hunting zones. The last plan, adopted more than 20 years ago, set a goal of 350 wolves. Now the state has almost 3 times that number. Senator Rob Stafsholt, who chairs the Senate Sporting Heritage Committee, accused the DNR of sitting on the report until after voters reelected Governor Tony Evers.
The DNR is headed by the governor's administration, and I think he probably didn't want that to come out to sportsmen who are going to vote.
Stafsholt says the agency's plan doesn't manage wolves. Conservation groups argue it strikes a balance on wolf management. A DNR spokesperson disputed claims the agency was sitting on the plan, saying the DNR worked on it up until its release.
And that was WPR's Superior-based reporter Danielle Kading. Rick, back on the Minnesota side, a major utility company is still shoveling coal, but maybe not forever.
Not forever. State regulators approved Minnesota Power's plan to end its use of coal and add renewable energy sources. Under the plan, which is approved by the 5-member Minnesota Public Utilities Commission last week, the Duluth-based utility would add up to 700 megawatts of renewable energy, 400 megawatts of wind, and 300 megawatts of solar over the next 15 years. The company will also retire its last 2 operating coal-fired power plants. Unit 3 at the Boswell Energy Center in Cohasset will retire in 2030, and Unit 4 will retire in 2035. The company is required to consider replacing the units with other energy sources or storage technologies and help with the area transition from such a significant employer and tax base. Members of the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission hope that Minnesota Power's plan that outlines the next 15 years of the company's expected energy demands and sources will help set the company up for its next plan, which will be even greener. Minnesota Power will submit its next plan by March 1st, 2025. It will examine whether Boswell Unit 4 can be retired in 2030, 5 years earlier than the timeline in the plan approved last week.
And finally, just like running out of coal, all things come to an end, even the run of our favorite Dancing with the Stars contestant.
Yes, unfortunately, Danny Durant and his dance partner, Britt Stewart, were the very last couple eliminated ahead of next week's finals of the Disney Plus reality competition show, Dancing with the Stars. Monday's episode, during which the couple danced twice, kept a remarkable run that saw them outlast most of their celebrity competition. Durant, an actor from Duluth, best known as a star in the movie Coda, danced with Stewart twice on Monday night. Their performances, an elegant waltz and a rambunctious samba, earned praise, but not the scores they needed to advance, unfortunately. Four couples will now compete in next week's finals. In a pre-taped segment, Durant, who has been deaf since birth, said he's been surprised and overwhelmed by the support he's received and by the impact his Dancing with the Stars performances have had. Durant said, we're inspiring deaf people and we're inspiring parents who have deaf kids. And I'm getting comments from them that their parents want to learn sign language for their kids. Now, although they're no longer in the competition, Durant and Stewart will appear on next week's final along with the rest of the full season cast. That episode will stream live on Disney Plus on Monday, November 21st at 7 p.m.
And Durant and Stewart have definitely been an inspiration to us all. No cheering the press box here, but, well, maybe so.
Yes.
We've been joined by Rick Lubbers, executive editor of the Duluth News Tribune. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Robin.
You can stay updated on these stories and all the regional news anytime at WPR.org and DuluthNewsTribune.com. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. We leave you with more of the music of Lowe and Mimi Parker. I'm Robin Washington. Stay safe, everyone.
Filling holes with tiny sounds, shiny from the inside out. Picture of you. Wish I could keep